Bible reading number 185, Jonah 4, verses 1 through 11. Jonah got angry with God. But this caused Jonah to be very unhappy. In fact, he got mad. He prayed to the Always Present One, saying, "Please, O Yahweh, was this not what I said when I was still in my own country? That is why I was so quick to run away to Tarshish. I know that you are a gracious and merciful God. You do not get angry easily. You are very loyal, and you often change your mind about bringing disasters. So now, O Yahweh, please take my life from me. It would be better for me to die than to live." But the Always Present One answered Jonah, "Do you have a right to be angry?" Then Jonah went out of the city and sat down on the east side of it. There he made a hut for himself. He sat under the hut in the shade so that he could see what would happen to the city. Then God, the one who was always present, prepared a vine. God caused it to grow over Jonah so that it would provide shade for his head to make him feel better. So Jonah was very happy about that vine. But the next day, when the dawn came, the one true God also prepared a cutworm. It killed the vine, and the vine dried up. After the sun started shining, God prepared a very hot east wind. The sun became hotter and hotter as it shined down upon the head of Jonah. He fainted. Later, Jonah prayed to God that he would die. Jonah thought, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God asked Jonah, "Do you have a right to be angry about the vine?" And Jonah answered, "I do have a right to be angry, angry enough to die." The Always Present One said, "You felt sorry about the vine. You did not take care of it. You didn't make it grow. It came up in one night, and it died in another. Should I not be concerned about the great city of Nineveh, where there are more than 120,000 innocent babies, as well as a large number of livestock?